Protein Pie Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of
you. Already know what it is. CEO Lucci, Hogman, Royalty Thoughts Podcast Show. We live. You already know the topic of this motherfucker, man. Got My Hustle Up Movie Talk. And like I said, we got some special guests that's going to pop through here all through the podcast. And like I said, we're going to switch it up. We're going to do it up a little different. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody introduce themselves. Yeah, the mic rolling, man.
Man, y'all already know who it is, man. It's the thousandaire, Ronnie Brown, man. You know, got my hustle up, Tuck. Special co-host, still here. What we on? I don't even know what number we on.
It's really just got my hustle up movie talk. We on like number 9, I believe. We on number 9.
Damn, okay. Well, we on 9. And then we on premiere. What premiere is we on? 5? Premiere 5. Yeah, I think we just did premiere 5, December the 2nd, Danbury Theater.
It's December?
Yeah, it is.
Let's give one up for December because my birthday December 7th. That shit coming up. Oh, man.
Protein Pie Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
And this is a smoke-friendly podcast.
Yeah, I mean a light. But the thing about this one, man, I was, you know what? Before I even say what I like the most about this one, let me give a special shout out, like we always do, to the boss, man. You know, to Jason Hampton, man. Mr. Got My Hustle Up himself, man. We want to give a special shout out to him. You know what I'm talking about? And there is rumor that he's supposed to be coming in. You know what I'm talking about? Real soon.
For sure.
You know what I'm talking about? So, but, man, I really like the fact that it had went so smooth. I was thinking, like, I showed up early, man. I'm going to be honest, man. It's turned up so much that you can't think like, oh, I'm going to get there. You know how you be like, I'm the star. I'm going to pull up late. Man, everybody's a star, man. And they in there on time. The fucking director, writer, yeah. Forrest, you feel me? Rapper. This whole shit. And he there an hour, 2 hours early. How the hell you think you going to get up there late?
You definitely got to be time. You know what I mean? You know, because you can miss a lot of big things. And like I said, you know, the movie was shared on the news. Shouts out to Fox 45.
Yeah, Fox 45, Channel 22. Man, I'm talking about, man, the movie been doing the thing. But what? Let me get back. I don't want to get sidetracked. You know how I get sidetracked. Man, I'm in the motherfucking, I'm in there. I'm like 6:45. The movie's scheduled to go on at 7. It's 6:35. I take that back. And I'm thinking, like, man, it's a little spacious in here, man. You know what I mean? You kind of be wondering, like, what? I don't know if this was about to do with what this, every other one's been doing. What's going on? And then it's like, I don't know if everybody just pulls up at the same time, but I just out of nowhere, it go from no line to no room. I'm talking about, man, that shit was crazy. It was all the way to the door. And I'm like, when did y'all motherfuckers get here? Like, god damn. Like, you turn around for 1 second, it's like a flash line. Like a flash mob line, man. That shit crazy. I don't know how he pulled that off, man. But you automatically just have that. You had that feel like you at the club. You hear me, man? When the line get there, motherfuckers are straightening their shirt.
Yeah,
bitches, my hair is straight. Like, right, you in line to watch a movie? I know, bitches got my hustle up. Like, yeah. Niggas is in line with they hustle up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm talking about shit smooth. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed just the atmosphere before the movie even started.
Man, for sure. You know what? And speaking of time, I was late. You know what I mean? I had a little car trouble.
I think I did see you come in a little.
Yeah, I had the crazy shit. I had to get some coolant. You know what I mean? You know how it'd be like that, forgetting, you know, it's winterizing shit, you know. But got that done, and I was like maybe like 10 minutes late. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, speaking of time, man, and like I said, look at Jason, man. He's walking in right now, man. Hold on, man.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks.
There's a lion inside.
Yeah.
Okay, then, boss man, what's up with it?
What's up with it? Y'all already know what it is. Jason, Dave, best kept secret, man. Got my hustle up, man. Make sure y'all motherfuckers get to one of these premieres. Get you a ticket.
Yeah.
That's definitely on the agenda, man. We've been speaking a lot about the project, man, and really what's to come. There's so many things that's to come, so I don't even want to try to even waste any more time talking because it's a blessing to have you here to pretty much let us know what's on the agenda.
Man, I know you're busy.
And we know you got to hurry up and dip out because of the schedule. So just tell the people pretty much what's going on and what's to come, you know, and how we putting it down.
Yeah, right now the next move, man, is the Neon Theater, December 12th. Get your tickets for that. It's going to be 7:30 at the latest. From there, man, we just stepping it up, man. We going to turn it all the way up to everybody. Just stay tuned.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of
you. And you know what, the phones are pinging, man, and like I said, we haven't even set up the phone lines yet, and I appreciate everybody's calling in and tuning in to the podcast, all the listeners and everything. I really appreciate that, but like I said, we got Jason DBKS here, man, one of the greats, and you know, like I said, I recognize his greatness. I met Jason in 2007 when I came up here after Hurricane Katrina. And I was working at the T-Mobile stand in the middle of the mall. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever seen those guys and they'd be like, "Excuse me, sir, quick question. What cell phone service you got?"
I think you said that to me one day when I came.
I swear, hey, listen, I was like Master P with the phones. I had the hookup. And, Jason came up to the thing. He was like, "Man, you do shit. I need to pay my bill." And I was like, shit, you know you do for an upgrade. You could get the free joint because he had this phone. You know, when I say he did not get the fucking upgrade, I was like, "God damn, I want that fucking sale." But listen, he was like, "Man, if you ain't doing nothing, come out and check me out at Santana's." I'm like, shit, man, this my opening to the rap scene. Like, because I was like, what a rapper's at in town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Santana's was a nice little spot. Okay, so, but really to stay on topic.
Yeah, get back on
topic. You said December the 12th at the Neon. There was rumor that there was something on the 22nd or no?
Yeah, I'm getting all the details together for that, but we will have something close around the Christmas time.
Nice.
I'm going to get the exact date and the location and shit. I don't want to speak too early on where it's going to be at or exactly what day, but it will be.
So something nice, that's what I'm about to say, something nice for all of the holiday heads that like to go out and see something for the holidays. But if you want to get in there and see it now, man, you're looking at December the 12th, Neon Theater, 7 p.m., 7:30 at start time. Man, I heard that them sell out quick at the Neon, man.
Yeah, it's only a limited amount of seats.
Okay. Well, y'all better get in there because I ain't going to lie, man. If you really want to see something nice, you got to see this movie. This movie is really... Can you tell them a little bit, briefly, without giving them too much about the movie, but can you tell them what it's about?
The movie is just about a young boy, man. His father gets killed when he is a young man. I mean, yeah, they got me high, this motherfucker, when he was a young boy.
Welcome to the motherfucking Royalty Empire podcast show. You already know, man. What's on now?
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Yeah. But it's really just about a young boy, man. He get forced to grow fast, man. And he just trying to make a way. When he get older, he got his little child support issues. Yeah. It's basically just showing, man, how the black man get sidetracked by the system. They try to fuck us up with this child support shit. All these bitches they send around collecting the money.
So that's, man, on their ass. Yeah.
That's one of the messages in the movie, man. And really just
Man, show them motherfuckers get off your ass, man, and make something happen, man. Got my hustle up. That's the movement right now and forever. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's bigger than me. It's just about, man, doing what it takes to provide for your family. And, man, if you're back against the wall, man, you got to do what you got to do to get things how you want it.
And you know, I mean to cut you off, but I've been, you know, noticing a lot of comments on Facebook and stuff, man. They saying they coming out of the movie theater feeling motivated, you know what I mean? And they feeling like, you know, they just got to do something now, you know what I mean? And can you speak on, you know, just motivating the people that might be down, you know what I mean? And also, you did have Virgil in there, man, a late great, you know what I mean, that was in there that affected the whole city, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, R.I.H. Virgil.
Yeah, that was a blessing in itself, just being able to get Virgil. You know, should to speak on that topic first, man. I remember filming the movie. It took a while to film the movie. I remember we had shot Virgil's part. If you see the movie, he had a couple different parts. And we had shot one of the parts when he was on the basketball court. And this, that, and the other. And then I remember somebody hit me up and said Virgil had died. And I knew, like, man, like, hell no, Virgil ain't dead. I just seen him. We just filmed the shit. That shit had me fucked up. Like, goddamn, like, man, I ain't even get to finished putting him in the movie and shit, and this, that, and the other, and I couldn't believe it. I went and found Virgil, and that video is on my page, and shit, you can see it where I found him and shit.
Yeah.
People always just say he was dead, man, but I ended up getting him in some other parts after that happened, but he was supposed to be in more parts than that. So really, what I took from that is, man, you just can't keep taking days for granted, man. You gotta try to, man, utilize your time with people and not keep putting shit off. Cause I thought I had more time with Virgil. I had just dropped him off at the homeless shelter and shit a couple of weeks before he passed. You know what I'm saying?
He had a lot of wisdom, man. He shared that knowledge, man. He had that one type of knowledge, like, you know what I mean. So yeah. I damn sure miss him, man. Gonna always miss him, but you gotta always remember him too. So, you know, and if you don't know him, you're gonna meet him in the movie. He was giving game at the beginning. At the beginning of the movie, man.
Yeah, that's why I knew it should be meant to be, because I wanted to just to, that's the type of shit he'd give me when I'd be talking to him. So I just wanted to try to have him say some real shit other than just dancing. I couldn't have him dancing and shit. But
I humble up sometimes too. I caught the bus with some laundry to my dad, you know what I mean? And I was walking and he said, "What she didn't put you out, boy?"
Said, "No, man, I'm going to do some laundry." You know what I mean?
Verge, man. Well, let me get one to Verge, man. Alright.
Protein Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of
you. You know, the soundtrack now, man, and like I said, man, I like number 17. That's one of my favorites. It kind of make me flash back to that movie scene. And like I said, you got to come out to the premiere to see that movie. And also, Smoke, that's another one, you know. Tell me a little bit about the soundtrack, how you put that together like that, man. That's nice.
Oh, the soundtrack, a lot of them songs I had the vision. I just knew the direction I was trying to go with this shit, with different type of songs and shit. A lot of them, like I said, was just meant to be. I just really just looked, like a lot of the songs in the movie, I looked them up. But I let them find me. I just got a different way of doing shit. I can't really explain it, man. Yeah, with the movie, the soundtrack, anything, man, all that shit was just meant to be. Like, man, a lot of the scenes in the movie that you'll see, like, when I had the famous people coming, and I know what I'm trying to do. I'd be, them niggas be about to get off the plane or something. I don't panic. I just be like, I don't even know how I'm going to set the scenes. I just know, man, I just come together, man. I just wait till it's time. I don't put too much pressure on people. Like, I don't be calling anybody like, man, I need you to do this. I don't even go overthink. So, like, I just wait till the day of. And, like, that's why I like the movie, man. You see, it's natural because I make it as natural as possible for everybody to work.
They're more or less freestyle sometimes.
I just know, like, even like with the script, like when the motherfucker see the script, that shit I meant to be, man. Like the soundtrack songs, how them came about, Yeah. Like with the movie script, when I just was typing it, it just came to me like a rap song. Like, I ain't even no fucking. I ain't proofread it. Do this. But the next, let me read.
Like
it.
A freestyle.
I started it from the beginning. Like, all right, I'm gonna start it off with Mr. Sanchez. I'm gonna start with a basketball. I'm gonna start best Jill J in the basketball court. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna have regular players. I'm gonna get, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing, thinking of them. I'm thinking of y'all. So let me throw y'all in there. Shot of K, I ain't through K in there. Yeah, let me throw him in here right here. I'm gonna have them niggas like they sold him.
That's
a whole rap. All this shit is just freestyle. Like, damn, I'm gonna put in there with a nigga selling me the MacBook. I'm gonna make like they got me, they got K. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just freestyling today. All right, I'm done for the day. All right, man. Jack Boy, I'm gonna get to play this part. Like, but I ain't stopping the proof. I just keep on all the way through.
So how long from the day that you decided I'm gonna write this movie? Now I know you've done prior movies. We're gonna get into that when you got more time. But from the day that you said I'm gonna write, got my hustle up.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It took me about 6 days.
Really? Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to tell you.
Let's get that motherfucker wet out.
Look
at me scratching my fucking head.
I know I can prove. Like, I know.
It's nice.
Like, this shit real. Like, nigga, I can tell, nigga. Like, this shit would happen. I had been trying. I had paid Peso, like, 4 or 5 years ago, man. I was trying to do a movie. His grandma passed away. He disappeared. And I'm like, man. I met Michael Blackson 1 year. I'm like, man, I'm going to get that nigga. I went to Atlanta. I met the nigga to play Biggie. He was at the BET Awards, and then I snuck in there. The nigga was behind me and shit.
Pardon me. No calls.
Yeah, the nigga from playing Biggie was behind me. I snuck in the wards. I took a picture. I got the picture. I'm like, man, I should. Then when I got back to dating, I'm like, damn, I should have got his number to put him in my movie. But like you said, I've been on this movie shit.
Yeah.
So I just be like, man, Michael Blackson used to be saying, I'm going to get him in my movie. So, long story short, man, I set that shit up. I met with Michael Blackson and shit. I got him to say he's going to be in the movie. I tell Pacer, like, man, we got to start this movie. I got Michael Blackson. He like, I know he probably believe me. I ain't even know Bupac like that. Hollered Bupac, like, bro, I got this shit. I'm about to get Michael Blackson. I'm trying to get you in his part.
So let me ask you that. You saying that y'all didn't have, like, really no relationship, you and Bupac. You got him because of his reputation?
I mean, I just was doing research. Like, Darnay, I grew with Darnay. Me and Darnay, I probably knew him the longest. I knew probably everybody. I knew him, though. Darnay used to, he got a twin brother. He used to do backflips off the motherfucking garage and shit.
Time to shoot.
Then you like the motherfucking, it's like the zoo. I mean, not the zoo, it's like the circus. Ball head ain't got no hair on his
brothers.
Man, like, even like with the script, but this is what happened. I met the nigga Biggie in Atlanta, and I said, like, I should have got him in the movie. A year later, I was at Mo Beach that. I'm like, man, what the fuck I'm going to do? I'm like, man, I'm going to L.A. I ain't never been there. I'm on the beach by myself. Like, man, I got to get my kids. I'm just going through so much. Like, what am I going to do? I go to the BET Awards there. I can't get in that one. I'm just outside meeting people. Erykah Badu, all type of people taking pictures. Yeah. The nigga Gravy right there. Like I said, I seen him in Atlanta last year. And I said, what's up, bro? Remember I met you at the BET Awards? He don't know I ain't inside this one. He just know I was in the BET Awards last time. Now I'm outside. I done got his number, told him I'm trying to get him in the movie. You know, so I had already had the shit lined up with Mike. I think I had already shot the scene with Michael Blackson and shit.
So you just basically put yourself in position to be seen to add value.
Yeah, basically, yeah, because he just knew he had seen me in two different spots and shit, so I think he was more willing to give me the number.
That hustle, that's basically what it boiled down to.
You know, and shouts out to everybody that's out there that's on the grind, and that's what you got to do, man. If you out there selling fucking rubber bands, your ass need to be out there in everybody's face, man. And that's what networking is all about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're going to remember you. So you got that hustle, and you got that drive, and you put yourself in those positions to be seen and got these people to get on screen, man. That's a salute for that. So then what?
Yeah, as far as on that end, I got his number. I'd already shot the scene with Michael Blackson and shit. Right. Except me and Bupac just met. And, like, the very first scene that we ever shot in the movie is the Michael Blackson scene with me and Bupac. with Michael Blackson. So I started to, that was the only thing I had different visions for movies I wanted to do. I wanted to do a child support movie. Yeah, I couldn't never get nobody to do it for me. I wanted to do a movie on the pest control because I really did the pest control. I wanted to do a movie about different shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just, I wasn't planning on doing it at first. What happened was I had just got Michael Blackson. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do the pest control shit. Have it like, you know, because I had his freestyle because he wasn't trying to do this shit. He wanted to do this shit in his room and shit. So I had to come up with the whatever I was going to come up with. You feel me? Yeah. I just started with that. That was like, all right, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, shit. I got Biggie, the nigga played Biggie number. He like, called him. I called that nigga. He like, man, what's up? I said, bro, I'm the one called you, bro. I'm trying to see if I can get in a movie and shit. He like, all right, Playboy, man. A lot of people be saying that shit, man. Shit, just send me 500, man. Send me the, if you go, he first said send me some money. Then he was talking about more money, but I'm like, man, I ain't got that. He like, all right, send me, man, people talk about, yeah, send me 500, then, like, so I know you're serious, then. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit. He send me the script. I'm like, I ain't had no script. So I'm like, but this nigga's acting like he was on it. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna call you back. I ain't calling back for a week. I went to the library that day, got that motherfucking putting that shit down.
Hey, man. You already know, man. We got another cast member just walking in. And like I said, let's give her one real quick.
Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Hey, how you doing? Go ahead and introduce yourself, you know what I mean?
Hello, I'm Lady Gucci, playing Murder Pain, baby mama in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lady Lucci. Wow. Lady, hold on, just for the listeners that's not familiar, Lady Lucci, is that just like a rap name, or is there some significance to it?
It's my name.
It's your name. Does it carry anything with it? Is it any kind of connection to Lucci, like CEO Lucci?
Yeah, I'm CEO Lady Lucci.
Oh, okay. So there it is then. Great for the intro. I just wanted to be clear on that. Miss Lady Lucci, you said you play Murder Payne's baby mother.
Oh, and before, you know, because a lot of people don't know who Murder Payne is, and you, for you guys who don't, you know, he has a couple movies out like Plug Love and 211, 5-0. So check some of those out on YouTube and Plug
Buffed Up.
Buffed Up. Oh, he, you know what I mean? Like I said, he's a extraminal.
That's the second time you use that bullshit ass word.
Go ahead.
Extraminal.
Come on, man. Hashtag pay homage. You know, it's extraminal. And, see, well, listen, when the day you meet my mom, you feel me? You're going to understand she's a wordsmith. You know, I use a lot of words.
Okay,
know?
But...
But go ahead back to you and the Murder Pain thing.
So like, how did that come about?
Because she's a first-time actor, too, and you can...
I can't believe that about nobody in the movie.
That everybody looks like...
But anyway...
Well, back to you.
Can you tell us how that came about?
I just was asked to do it.
Oh, so you already had the juice, then you was just asked to do it. Who asked you to do it?
The person who created the movie.
Ah, so you got a relationship. Oh my goodness. Can you please tell me?
Man, hold on,
I want to ask. I'm coming off of that. I'm going somewhere else. I want to ask the person who made the movie, since he's still here. Like, man, how do you actually, like, know everybody in the movie, like, personally?
Man, that's
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
It's a lot of people. Your daughter in the movie as well? Oh, wow, man. So you just went around, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Got my hustle up the movie, man. Look, we going into the 6th premiere at the Neon Theater December the 12th, 7 p.m. We starting at 7:30. Man, y'all got to get there, man, because, just a quick recap. I mean, first of all, it's written and directed by Jason Hampton, man. Salute again. And he got everybody in there. He got CEO Lucci, and he got Lady Lucci. You see what I'm saying? He got, and he got Baby Lucci that's in the movie. He got myself, the Thousandaire. He put my brother in the movie, G-Field. I'm saying he got Virgil in the movie. This is just on a quick recap. We went with Jamal Gravy Wooler, playing Notorious, Bambi Loving Hip Hop. We got Murder Pain.
That's what they calling her now?
Yeah, they call it, they calling her Bambi with the baby now.
Bambi with the baby now. Shout out to the Bambis with the babies.
Yeah, Bambi with baby now.
Get them coins.
Yeah, yeah. Get them coins. Real quick, man. I don't want to give too much of the movie, but there was a child support scene in movie. That was that inspired by real actual events in your life?
Yeah. A lot of that, all that damn child support shit was real. Everything that happened except for, I don't get too much of the movie away, but except for the car situation, that's the only thing I ain't doing.
Oh yeah, y'all got to get there and see the car situation.
Let me ask you something, man, because we had our last podcast 5, we was talking about the fathers and, and now that Lady Lucci is in here also, but you know, I know you've been going through the child support thing for a minute, and it's not like, you know, they're using these kids as tangible products, making us pay for our own sperm. And I don't believe that the government should dictate, how much you should pay for your kid. You know what I mean? You tell me something about the child support thing, man. And
I mean, me personally, I've been doing the fuck child support campaign for many years. But like now, to be honest, I'm just about to take it to another level. That's why I put it in the movie. But myself personally, I'm on the countdown. Mm. I'm on the countdown. I'm about to be, y'all don't know, about a year and a half in, we're going to have one of the biggest fuck child support parties.
Let's give him over the fuck child support for
it. Protein high energy drinks. Pick up a case.
There's
a lion inside.
Yeah, my daughter, she's 16 now, so I'm on the counter. But that's what I said. She might go to college. I mean, I'm pretty sure I want her to go to college, but we're going to still, I know she's going to get out. I'm trying to get out of child support when she turned 18, simple as that.
Right.
That's
period,
what I'm talking
period,
about.
Period.
So I don't give a fuck about none of that, but she, my son, I'm already. We already, I'm getting my damn child support money back for him, so it was all a motherfucking a process, man. Just gotta work shit out with your baby mama as the best way you can. And to be honest, my baby mama's always been on some bullshit.
That again.
But it's saying, like, at the same time now, they be, shit, both of them came and seen the movie.
So, I mean, we got a female in here. I mean, why do baby mamas act like that, you know? You don't know. You're not dealing with the type of problem.
And why was the I don't know in the low tone? But like, you know, you got that tone that, you know.
Mom, see you in the movie now. We see you in the movie.
Yeah, you. Man, get out to the Danbury Theater, man. Make sure y'all are there. We're at the Neon. Excuse me. We at the Neon Theater.
Limited seats. Yep. So, the day when the tickets, you know, get up. And, you definitely need to be there, you know, and get your tickets.
You can pre-order your tickets now. Just contact Jason Hampton or myself or CEO Lucci. We got a couple people more on the way. You can also contact Lady Lucci. You can contact Lavish, Bupak. Man, make sure you get your ticket. Make sure you get in there. You got to see what everybody's talking about. We are the talk of the state right now. Nice. You know what I mean? They've been rumoring about us in Shots Fired, Battle League in Columbus. They're talking about us a street team, DFM in Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
You know what I mean? They said we're supposed to be going to Mardi Gras this year. I've been hearing about that.
Big thing. Got my house full of Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras shit
is definitely big. They're talking about it. If the numbers are right, you know where to contact me at. But like I said, you know.
Speaking of contact, real fast, Jason, tell them where they can meet you at, where they can greet you at, and how they reach you at.
For sure. Everything Jason DBKS, except for Facebook, that's Jason Hampton. And I got a Jason DBKS page. I got a couple pages on Facebook now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going stepping the promotion up. You can send me a request to get added to the Got My Hustle Up movie coming soon group page. We had 22,000 members, man. We need to make that 100,000 by the end of this year. So if you can, please add yourself to the group and add all 5,000 of your friends. Like I said, my Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everything, Jason DBKS, or go to GotMyHustleUp.com. The DVDs will be dropping next year. You can pre-order it. I'll let y'all know when y'all can do that. But right now, y'all need to just pre-order one of these tickets to the premiere.
And tell them about you before you get out of here, man. I know you're busy, but you got a clothing line also.
We got the clothing. We're about to get ready to relaunch a lot of that shit. I've been rocking a lot of the newest items. And I'm about to get ready to release them to the public. Different jackets and sweatsuits and all type of different things like that. We're going a little more in detail with the fashion this year coming up in 2019. Woo. So everybody just stay tuned for that. And shit, we got a lot of things in the works, man. Just know it's Got My Hustle Up, man. We're taking this shit nationwide. Not only with the movie, we got several different things lined up. I don't want to give too much on what we got coming, man. So y'all just stay tuned and y'all be on your toes waiting for the next move.
Link in. Y'all got it. Y'all know how to reach him. You can reach him directly, so you can always stay updated on what's going on. Man, we're glad to have you here. We know you're busy. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything that you want to tell the people before you go?
Man, the main thing is you can do anything you put your mind to, man. That's what I'm saying on all my shit, man. Telling people don't overthink shit, man. That's what motherfuckers, a lot of people I be talking to, we say they be trying to do this and do that. A lot of times we overthink things and we hold ourselves back. So I just what I'm promoting with this movie, man. A lot of people try to figure out how I did it, man. I did it by just believing in myself and knowing and let that shit come natural for real. And it came out. It took some time, but it had to be patient. A lot of times, motherfucker, we want shit right when we want it. But if you don't be patient, man, like if I would have dropped the movie a year earlier, something probably wouldn't have been as big as it is. So a lot of that shit just be not being too patient. But you feel me, when you're dealing with people working for free and doing all that shit, you're trying to be a good boss, man. You can't be a man. I done been in a couple movies that motherfuckers fucked up because of their attitudes and shit, you feel me, that didn't ever come out for motherfuckers that different, or niggas that do shit, they try to do too much. So it's really, like I said, man, just not overthinking shit. I want everybody to just know you can do whatever you really put your mind to or not, but you gotta go all the way with it, go all the way at it, and shit, build good relationships with people and not feel like a motherfucker owe you something, or feel like, man, this shit just real, man. I know this shit meant to be, man. That's all I know.
Yeah. Man, salute, man. Salute on that, man. We appreciate it. I know it's a blessing for everybody that's involved. I know it's a blessing for me, for sure. And then, you know, my kids are proud of me, so it go down even further. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Family members and things like that, when they see you get out of the street and then you promoting something positive, something as big as a movie, you know what I mean? So I appreciate it. And you know what I mean? I'm always appreciate it and be grateful, you feel me? So I'm glad that we had a chance to bring you in here so the people can find out what's going on.
For sure. Let's give Jason a motherfucking hand clap, man, for
the
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside.
Hey, you already know what it is. It's CEO Lucci Hawk. Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Hey, make sure you go to www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com. Hey, listen, right now for the whole state of Ohio, we're doing orders. So make sure you go on to www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com. Go ahead and get your pick up a case shirts, the ringtones,
You know, the buttons, the support buttons, and you know, when you get a support button, you know, 50% of the proceeds go right back into the community. We do giveaways at with the big Do It Big Foundation. They're on their 7th year, I believe. Is it the 7th year with my guy Antoine Cunningham? He's, I think it's more than that, but it's, he has the big foundation, and you know, every year he gives back to the schools, you know, uniforms and free haircuts and shoes and book bags and school supplies. And this dude do this all out of his own pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you donate, you donate, but he's gonna do this. This is hard. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You know, because it's a lot of unfortunate kids that's in the city of Dayton, you know, and all over the United States, you know. Mm-hmm. And what about the black leaders and, you know, that's going to step up and, you know, help rebuild these communities? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What you think about that, man?
Man, well, I really think it starts with things like this. This movie has, mm-hmm. has surpassed the expectations of everybody involved already. You know what I mean? This has never been done before. First mm-hmm. of all, everybody in the movie is making history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As for the city of Dayton. And like I seen yesterday at the premiere, the Muslims came out.
Wow.
Yeah, the Muslims, FOI.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
saying they were in the building and they were supportive. They actually were even interested in, and there's talk that they might even be willing to work and doing some, you know, some film.
Some
film work, because they see that the message, you know what I mean, you can get a big message out in the movie, man. You know what I mean? And you can reach places that you can't just reach just maybe just on the street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's power in messaging. That's what I like about being a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel? I know, without giving up too much of the movie, Miss Lady Hawkins, without giving up too much of the movie, how do you feel about the message that you, the part that you played, the message that it delivers on screen? And even off screen.
Now, I know you're a little shy. This, we not filming, and this raw. You know what I mean? Like I said, this the Royalty Thoughts podcast, and like I said, you then. Oh, maybe we need to relight the weed. Because
yeah, that's probably what
it is. This is a smoke friendly. This is
something else to roll up in. I got something right here. I am trying to smoke.
This is smoke friendly. Oh, you got one? Yeah. This is, oh, and we are enjoying some olives. This is our thing.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever.
I have the wine and the cheese on my other podcast. Vututu Biani. That's me. That's Italian for it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you said juice? That's some great juice.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I don't eat meat.
That's good.
You know? So I eat a lot of olives and stuff like that.
Olives, you know, that's good.
But they're very high in sodium.
Yeah, those are real high in, but it's also based on your calorie diet. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got, your intake is 2,500 maybe, 2,000. Right. You know what I mean? It's different calorie diets. So that sodium is definitely going to burn off, you know, depending on your activities also. Now, I know.
Is it water?
You need a water, bro.
Oh, wow.
Wow. This is a smoke-friendly podcast. And like I said, man, Got My Hustle Up movie, man, is definitely going to be one of the biggest things that's going to hit the screen.
It already is. I gotta say, like, the atmosphere
is definitely different than it was back in, let's just say, September. You know what I mean? Like, now, when I go places, it's not uncommon for somebody to recognize you already. And like we always say, man, the movie has not even been released yet. You know what I mean? So, like, you can go anywhere in Dayton and somebody say, hey, didn't I see you in the movie? And it's not going to be like, you're not going to be like, who, me? You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, that was me. I love your part. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So it's humbling, but it's also kind of like, it's kind of surreal. You know what I'm saying? And it's just at the early stages. So, you know, how do you feel about that?
No, that's all good.
You really don't like to get too many
you
comments.
You ain't giving no comments. What about the murder pain scene? Because it's like, I know this is your first time on screen and everything, but you got a chance to work with a real actor. You know what I mean? And how was that for you just coming out of, you know, on your first time on screen?
So I think it's safe to say we got a woman of a few words, and it's just to the point where if you want to hear her any more from her,
you gotta come out and see the fucking movie. Let's get Lady Lucci one of those, man. Shit.
Well, Empire Energy Drinks, pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
And speaking of that, you know, I like to say, you know, in down in New Orleans, like, you know, they gonna rush that shit to you fast, man. It's www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com where you can pick up all your pick up a case merch. Down to the ringtone.
Man, we smoking on some of that fire. I'm telling you, you know that they keep on fucking up.
That's all good. Man, you might have to go over to the stove.
It's salty olives and fire. I'm talking about this big buzz, man. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all gravy.
Yeah, make sure you get out to see the movie, man.
See the movie.
Everything is pretty much great with that. It's so funny. I've seen it 5 times. You never get tired of it. I keep hearing something every time that I never heard before in the movie. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just that. It's so much packed with flavor. There's so many funny people in the movie. Like, I didn't know there was that many comedians.
Because it's funny.
That was just in
life. I got some funny lines in there.
Yeah, man, you got consistent punches in there, man. I think you pretty much branded a line, though.
Yeah, we're gonna give it out to you. You know,
yeah,
y'all got to.
I'm just saying, as far as you might want to trademark.
Oh yeah, it's already for those who already. You know, I got. Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking wordsmith. Let me show him something, man.
I'll be playing with word
power, man. But like I said, man, we gonna make this shit happen. The shit is big. Got my hustle up, man. The movie tour coming to a theater near you, and I can't wait till I get a chance to bring this down south, man. You know, to my family, and they get to see me on the big screen, because you know I came a long fucking way, man. And shit, I already made it out the hood, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm just trying to build these platforms up to, you know, give back to the community and my family, and you know, and pull some people in with this shit, you know. Yeah. Next time we say casting call, bring your ass down. You know what I'm saying?
High energy drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you heard what it is, and also, be on the lookout for this battle rap scene, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's talk
you
about
know,
that. Man.
We're bringing a little bit to that. We're gonna bring a little bit of that to the city because it was here a long time ago and then it disappeared. And just because I done a little battle down there, Now there's some people that want to kind of come down here, and I kind of feel like with us being representatives, top representatives in the underground battle rap scene, and they, man, that anybody coming through Dayton, Ohio, trying to set up shop and do some battle rapping, man, they gonna have to battle us.
Okay, straight up. And listen, I had a talk with a great friend of mine's now, you know, C-Ray. Mm-hmm. You know, I battled C-Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we already had like a little relationship, but, you know, after the battle, you know, we had got more closer, just, you know, just building on, you know, just politics and, you know, music and battle rapping. But I spoke with him today. And I told him, I said, man, I'm back on the battle rap scene. You know, I'm about to get this shit back going. And he like, man, you back with this shit? He said, I said, man, we gonna need you, man. You know what I mean? If we gonna team up against Columbus, Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Cleveland, mm-hmm. whoever, you feel me? Mm-hmm. We'll rock whoever. We'll rock y'all whole, the New York niggas too, feel me? Any battle league, mm-hmm. set it up.
That's what it boiled down to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was too much. Just people thinking just because we've been laying back and we ain't been putting the music out that we don't got the talent or we don't got the bars or we can't stand on it or like we ain't live them lifestyles. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't out here just glorifying all of that. They said, man, y'all make the city look bad. I said, nah, we just got to do better. We make the city look exactly like it looked. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. We didn't tell no lies. You know what I'm saying? We didn't make nothing up. Everything was based on true stories. So when you seen stuff go down, that's stuff that happened in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every scene in the movie, those are things that done happened in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? And other places as well. We're not saying that, like, we any more tougher. We just saying, like, when it comes through here, yeah, we the toughest. We got our hustle up, man, as a whole. The whole city. The men, the women, you know what I'm saying? And everything like that, you know, that's how we going. So,
straight up.
I don't want to take the floor too much. I just damn near want to make sure. Hold on. Hold it, Jack. I
got to
get the line.
Hey, check it up. All right. Hey, but listen.
We got another.
Protein Pie Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
Hey, listen.
You already know what it is. www.RoyaltyEmpireEnergyDrinks.com.
Pick up a case.
Yeah, man. And like I said, look, man. And this natural shit. Yeah,
he coming right straight in, man. We got the mailman Trey. He's in the movie as well. Mailman Trey, man, introduce yourself. Let the people know who's coming in, who you talking to, what's going down.
Man, what's up, man? Mailman Trey here. You know, progress and profit is the motto. Unity, we bringing this brotherhood together, man. Everything is looking real good. We showing them how to unite, man. We showing them that it's strength in numbers right now. We putting the heat on them, you hear me?
Yeah, man.
So, everything's good, man. Everything's good. A lot of positive energy. And we going from there with it, man.
Yeah, man. And you know, listen, man. When I first heard about you was we was doing something with Dollar Bill.
Yes, sir.
The Royalty Empire energy drink plug in with DJ Dollar Bill. Uh-huh. And he was like, man, I want you to come check out Mailman Trey. I'm like, shit, I know he fucking famous. Like, you know what I mean? Like, damn, I ain't never heard this name. You know what I mean? I said, damn, he gotta be something serious, you feel me? And then when the music dropped, the stage presence, you feel me? They got dancers and you know, it's, I say, yeah, this guy is something and I wanna see more of him. And then the movie.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you,
go ahead,
it's funny. That, man, it's funny how time is because
I don't even know if he knows this, but like my first time getting introduced to Mailman Trey, man, I want to say it was Santana's. Like, we was just speaking on Santana's.
Man, let's get Santana's one, man. Let's get
World Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Now, I don't want to quote on Santana's, but I'm going to tell you this, man. I want to say he had on, like, you had, like, an all-white something.
Expressions. We was over here on the east side somewhere.
Was it Club Expressions?
Open mic.
Oh, my God, look. I don't know this nigga from Adam. I ain't never heard of him. Ain't never seen him. I'm not his friend. And this is an atmosphere where it's hard to get people to rock with you. You feel me? Now, he's coming on. I already know I'm the shit.
Yeah.
But this nigga coming on, but he look like he got something to say. Like, this nigga look kind of slick type. You don't want to have your bitch around. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
But he come on. This little song come on. I'm working, I'm serving.
Yeah, hand to hand action,
nigga. I'm working, I'm serving. I said, what? He doing what? I said, oh, I'm fucking with him. I scooted up to the front of the stage. That nigga did his thing. I said, oh, man. So I already knew the same thing you thought about the name, bro. Same shit you thought about the name. I thought about the performance. I said, dog, he's already famous. Who is that?
Right, right.
You feel me? Who is that?
Same.
So fast forward, prior to the movie, I run into him again, and he like, I'm Mailman Trey. It don't dawn on me that this is the same guy, because I'm going to tell you why. This guy was like a more humbler, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't the guy that was on stage. So, and I'm thinking the guy that was on stage was famous, and this guy wasn't. So I'm like, you had a song working up. He like, yeah. I'm like, man, whatever happened with that? He like, this is what he told me. He said, I ain't never put it out. Like, what do you mean you didn't put it out? I thought that was like on the Billboard charts. Like, so tell me a little bit about that before we even get into your role in the movie.
Man, I'm going to start off with saying life is based on decisions, man. And I haven't fully made a decision to go through with the music yet, so that's why it's been on pause. That's why I really ain't took no steps forward yet, because it's like, with the music, it's investing till you reap the benefits. And I had a fear on keep investing in my music and fuck around and going broke and not seeing no, you know, no profit or no plus out of this shit, for real, for real. So when I kind of jumped into the music, I jumped in with no plan, just thinking, like, my music hot as fuck. I'm talking this real shit that people going to be able to relate to. No fantasy shit, no exaggerating in my music. And, you know, and I'm thinking it's going to go like that. But with the music game, what I learned now is talent ain't even half of this shit no more, man. It ain't about who can rap. It ain't about none of that. So it's like I was trying to make a decision. Do I want to go through with this music? So I was still performing. I met Lucci. Shout out Dollar Bill, man. We was doing a thing. He seen me perform up there, like, and man, you gotta stay consistent, man. You gotta stay consistent. Like, just what y'all was saying, how y'all felt about seeing me on the stage presence and everything. It was like, you know, I should have kept going, should have been going. So I still haven't even put out a official project yet. I just been really stacking music and getting my steps in order. I'm on a 30-day fast right now. Clear minded, tunnel vision, getting my shit together. So I ain't smoking right now. But real spill. But yeah, man, so with the music, man, it's just been on pause till I make a decision, man. But everything's falling into place. You ain't gotta rush shit, man. Jay-Z ain't blowing drop Reasonable Doubt till he is 26, 27, you feel me? So man, we ain't rushing nothing or feeling like we behind. We just trying to put this shit in order, man. And look how things coming in. Like, our city get put on the map. We got the music going. We got other people. Fuck, we got Jason doing the movie. It's going to be a gateway. Once that gate get open, man, it's going to be ready. Everybody going to be following behind one another. The success is going to follow. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So talk about, let's fast forward to the Got My Hustle Up premiere, man. You were in the movie. We're not giving too much on, you know what I'm saying, away about the movie. We're not doing that. But tell us how you came about even getting the part, your role, or everything.
Like oh, that. Man, my life is never planned, man. When I take trips, I book flights the same day. Never shit planned, man. So I was at my homeboy house, man.
Wow.
Tuck in the movie. Wow. So I'm at my homeboy house, man, just really chilling, just living my regular life. And Jason come through. They needed a part. I happened to be there. I happened to fit the criteria. You feel me?
Happen That's to- funny. Let me stop you right there. Let's stop you right there.
Protein pie energy drinks. Pick up a case.
Yeah.
I want
some lion inside.
I just want to say that. That's crazy because Jace, we just had Jason here. Y'all missed each other because he had to go out and then you came in. So y'all didn't get to see each other. But it's funny that you said that because he just said that he didn't plan anything. He said it was just kind of like fell into place.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how, you know what I'm saying, you confirmed that like that on the piggyback side without him even being here. So, you know, that just lets you know you're getting the real royalty thoughts, man. Ain't none of this shit scripted or none of that like that. And that's why I didn't even want to get into that because, you know what I'm saying, I wanted you to tell the story. I wanted your 100% view and not mine because I smoke so much, sometimes I fuck the story up and think I got it right. But go ahead, man. You still got the flow.
But yeah, man. So, man, yeah. Jason come up in the apartment, man. We got the buddies up there, man. Everything came into play, man. You got to check out the movie to see my official epic goddamn it, star role in there, you know. So
and you know what, bro, like, you know, y'all seen, like I said, I love the fucking soundtrack. And when you watch the movie, like I said, the next fucking premiere is at the Neon. That's gonna be December
12th. 7, sure. We starting at 7:30.
Yeah. Make sure you get
limited seats.
So the tickets are going fast, like, you know, real fast. So definitely pre-order. But with that part in the movie, like, they got the song on the soundtrack, Dopin' Money.
That's just so hard.
I didn't even peep that till the last premiere.
And people in my section was like, this my shit. Dopin' Money. They like, I got the soundtrack. I know all the songs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I missed out on the soundtrack.
Y'all make sure y'all come out and get the soundtrack.
Get the soundtrack, man, because I'm telling you, I had my daughters, they was over for the weekend. You know, they stay with their moms. But they was over for the weekend. And so they in the room. And it was, matter of fact, her birthday. So, you know, she at the house. So she like, we need some music for our tea party. So they take the radio in there. I give them the Got My Hustle Up soundtrack.
Yeah.
So they take it in there. They playing it. I don't think nothing about it. But about 4 hours later, they in there like, I gotta get paid. I'm talking about all three of them. It's a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. They in there like, pay. They jumping on the bed like, pay. That's their number one song on there. So, yeah, that soundtrack, man, salute to the whole put together of that. And I was speaking with my agent this morning, and she was saying, shout out to her, Aisha Hankins, right. She was saying that we done got out of the age of the soundtracks, because, you know, a lot of the soundtracks from your New Jack Cities and your Juices and all of that, like, they was epic soundtracks. And now this, until now, I haven't heard a soundtrack that just rides like, I mean, it gives you that feel of proud of being a part of something, you know what I'm saying, of something that's real. You can tell that every song on there came from the heart, from every artist.
Most definitely, man.
Yeah, so salute on that.
We tying in all the entertainment with the music, the movies, and you wouldn't even believe a lot of these people was their first time acting.
Man, we spoke on that too. It was like everybody's natural. I wouldn't believe that any of the people was the first time acting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what really gets me with the movie is because it seems so realistic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it really seems so realistic. Everybody had them punchlines. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, make, hold on, wait. 1 second. Hold on.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
I just was speaking.
There's a lion inside of me.
Now, listen. Make sure you go to www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com and pick up your support buttons. I just was speaking about the support buttons. When you get a support button, half of the proceeds go right back into the community. Shouts out to Antoine Cunningham with the Do It Big Foundation. It's going to be one of the biggest things in Dayton, I know for sure. They're going on their 7th year. They give back to the community. And so, like I said, man, I need everybody to get online, get the buttons. You know, there's a lot of kids that go to sleep hungry sometimes. You know what I mean? So we all gotta chip into it. It's all giving circle. You know what I mean? So you already know.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
So back to you, Trey, man, and what's going on with you, man? With the are you planning on pursuing more with the acting, you know, and as you see yourself on a big screen and stuff like that. You know?
Wait a minute. A lot of people don't know about Mailman Trey, but like I said, man, you know, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, so yeah. I kind of want to back up a little bit because after, you feel me, prior to the movie, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to see how he had got in that. You got to go actually see the movie to see his role in the movie. But after I had seen him at, you said it was Expressions. Mm-hmm. After I seen him there, we had did a project. We worked on 10 artists, one booth. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where I had got a lot of people. I think I had got Jason was on that, actually. We had the director on there. We had Beezy, and Beezy's in the movie. Who's got NB? Yeah, Free Beezy, you know what I'm saying? Because he's in the movie. We had a lot of people, man. We had De Niro, Luciano. Who else do we have, man? We had Nino Green on there. I'm talking about a lot of different people from the city that was making some noise, Sleepy. You know what I'm saying? Nice. This just off the top of the head, and there's many more, man. Go on YouTube and type in 10 artists, one booth. It's all Dayton, Ohio, man. And we did that a little minute back in the day. So
that was a couple
you
years
was
ago.
On that, and he had some nice bars, and that's video. Everybody's verses got a video, a little like something too. It's just something out. I had cooked up in the pot back in the day.
That's years ago. I ain't even have my chin hair.
Yeah.
I'll be looking at that video. But man, I do. I haven't thought about pursuing the acting, man. But as opportunities come, you know, I'm with it, man. I'm with it. I'm all in it. As far as the music, I got more music in the world. I just been stacking, flash drive stacked with the music. And keeping in touch with my connections, and put it down like that, man. I got some. I got a project called The Delivery coming. Mailman Trey The Delivery. Mm. It will be coming sometime soon, 2019. I'm putting it all together, real smooth, man. Reality music, man. I'm talking about a little bit of everything from the struggles, you know, from the struggle. Everybody talk about, you know, everything is everybody good these days, man. I want to bring the struggle back. Not saying that, you know, we want to struggle, but we gotta keep the reality in the picture, man. Everybody ain't goddamn got 500 grand and a foreign car, and you know, and mom's still struggling. You know, we still helping moms with rents, we still, you know, the kids coming up, man. I'm really focused on each one teach one type shit right now, man. Like we like the generation now. We got the ones coming up under us, and it's time to teach them and build this well. So we doing a great example. We showing great example of unity, because don't nobody think we as a race can come together. So we showing a great example of that, man. And I don't want to lose track where I lose track at. But we trying to show the youth, man, everything we doing, man, is for the younger generation now that we getting a little up there, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So we just trying to set great examples and set something up for the future, man. Like, besides the music and the acting, man, we trying to invest this. All this money is getting invested in positive things, man. We got business ventures going on, man. Like,
speaking of, yeah. I mean, I think that might be a pretty decent time to plug. Don't you got a little something else you do got going on outside of all of that?
Yeah. I got Stanford Carriers, man. Transportation business, like transporting goods with the box trucks, man. You know, whether it's hauling, junk removal, and transporting your whole home out of state. You know, like, that's my service right there. And I'm just getting that. I'll be going into 29 with that business venture. And also a janitorial little company, man. Well, not a little company. Everything's going to be major.
Yeah.
So, so that's how we coming into 2019, man. We just going all the way positive, legit. Mindsets, CEO mindsets,
big.
Like that, royalty thoughts, man.
Let's go ahead and get that, man, one for that, man. That's major.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what we focus on right now, man. Everybody's just learning. Everybody's, you know, we still students, man. And I want to be a great teacher, so I got to be a great student.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still learning and we still growing, man. And we trying to make steps forward, you know.
And speaking of experiences, man, and, you know, I heard you did the South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, tell me about that experience.
Southwest, man. That's when, man, I had made up my mindset, man. I was told, man, nothing more powerful than a man that's made up. So I made up my mind to go ahead through with this music. So I was going full fledged. I got on board with the South by Southwest down in Austin, Texas, and with this lady named P. Brown in Atlanta. She's a club promoter. I met her in Atlanta performing at a strip club called Diamonds, and she put me on to that. And, man, I was down in Texas. I performed 3 different times down there. Got to meet a lot of people, man. It was real cool. South by Southwest was a great experience. It went on last year in March, and I had printed me up. I didn't have no official project out yet, so I put together, like, 9 songs, put them on I got some artwork done. I called it The Delivery. That's what my first project gonna be called. Mm-hmm. So it's Mailman Touchdown and Delivery. That was the motto. And man, just passed out a lot of music, and I learned a lot, cause CDs is damn near obsolete now. I got to meet B.O.B.'s manager, a guy named TJ, very humble guy. He gave me some of his time. He charged me for his time. Ain't nothing free these days. He charged me $50 a song, man. I gave him $100, but I got him to listen to 4 songs. And he was like, you know, you're getting me. Mm. But, man, he gave me some good advice, man. He wouldn't even take CDs. Guys were trying to hand him CDs. He wasn't saying nothing. He just looked them in the eyes, and they got the picture. So he gave me some game, like flash drives is the key. Buy bulk flash drives off Amazon. Buy you a buck of like $100 for $40, $50. Put 4-5 songs and pass them out. Don't pass out the CDs. Pass out the flash drives. Mm. Cars ain't even got CD players no more these days. Mm, so, man, yeah. So that's one thing I learned, man. Stage presence I learned with that music, man. I was down there by myself rocking, representing the city. Mm. And because, like I said, it wasn't really too planned. I had got connected with it at the end, at the very end, and just booked my flight and went down there. So, man, yeah, South by Self was rocking. I'm going back this year more prepared. And
speaking of the South, you know, like I said, man, we also preparing, we got some things for the Mardi Gras in the works. You know, New Orleans, this could be a big thing, man. And, like I said, we trying to go on a roll with everybody, you know what I mean? And, just spread, spread out, get a little money here, get a little money there, and, see the world, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, we riding the wave everywhere, you feel me? And, like I said, I definitely want to see more of you on that camera, man. I like the character. I want to see you play some other roles, too, you know
what
I mean?
And let me just say this before I forget. I've been thinking this for a little minute, man. Tell the people where they can find you at on social media, since we was just speaking about how obsolete CDs are.
Right.
So
right.
How do we contact you on the internet?
Mailman Trey. Instagram, I haven't made a Twitter, but the Trey is T-R-A. You got a lot of folks be like T-R-E-Y, T-R-A-Y. Mm-hmm. Mine is T-R with the long A. So Mailman Trey on YouTube. I got about several videos on there, at least 5 of them on there. And yeah, so Instagram Mailman Trey, YouTube Mailman Trey, Facebook Mailman Trey, Google, so Mailman Trey, man, I will have some stuff coming out soon. Mailman Trey on my mixtapes. I got a single and a couple songs on my mixtapes. Nice. So yeah, that's what we got going on right now, man. We working, we serving.
Well, that's great, man. I'm glad that we got you in here. I know we've been talking about getting him in here for a little while.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Busy, man. And also, we do still. I don't want anybody to think that she went in anywhere. She is still here. Nice. Lady Lucci is still in the building, and I just want you to cover a couple things real quick, because we was talking about single mothers and mothers in relationships and child support and even fathers, single fathers. Real quick, you got any kids, Trey?
Yeah, man, I'm a new father. The universe blessed me with a little girl, even though I was hoping and praying I had a boy, man.
Oh, man, don't even talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we all, us as men, we all know we having a boy, man. But I got a kind of feeling over me, like I feel like I know why I ain't have a boy. Well, maybe somebody put this in my head. My girl said something to me like I wasn't ready. But I thought deeper into what she said, like maybe I wasn't all the way developed as a man yet for me to have my boy. And by the time my boy get here, man, I'm be all the way developed and ready, man.
I ain't gonna debate on that one.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I have a son.
My first one was a son.
And let me tell you, it's the difference. It could be quick, like, I gotta get up out of here. You could get a son like that. Listen. This is fucking strategy. Really? This is strategy. Really? And, you know, if you love making.
Nuts.
That's that girl.
Oh, man.
They got the saying, if she on top, it may be a boy.
Yeah, that.
So the quick and the quick.
Well, a lot of shit going on.
Get a boy going.
You gotta eat a lot of fruit, man. Get a boy, man. Get your bee vitamins.
You got a fruit.
Get your bee vitamins.
There's a lion inside of you.
Miss Letty Hawkins. No, seriously. I just want to know, like, how is it when, okay, you're in the movie and you have children as well? Okay, because you said your daughter's in the movie, right? Okay, you have other children.
They was like, it's Cece!
You have three girls? Okay, wow. All right, how is it with, like, raising three girls and being in the movie and your daughter's in the movie? I'm saying, like, how is that? Is it, I'm pretty sure it's take a toll or no?
No.
Ah, you handle it, man. So is this just like...
That's the strength of a woman.
You grew up in Dayton?
Yeah.
Oh wow! So, and growing up in Dayton, you were juggling all of these things. And what advice would you give to any young, up and coming, independent Black woman that think that they can't do these things?
Sometimes less is more. She don't need to say too much. Don't have no doubts in yourself, man. I watched my sister, man. I seen how important it was for a father to be around, because I used to live with my sister. And my sister, she was in nursing school, working full time, and me and my mother was staying with my sister, and she was only what, 24, I was 19, my mama was almost 50. She wasn't trying to come home and see us, you feel me? So she was letting me, and then seeing her bust her ass every day and I wasn't doing shit, she was letting me know what I had to do. So, but back to that, being living with my sister and seeing her give my niece a bath and waking up and, you know, getting the lunch ready, going to, got to drop her off at daycare, then hurry up and get to work on time. You know, I just seen, like, the man, you ain't, for you think you just providing, you feel me? Like, it ain't that simple. It wasn't that simple, man. I seen the inside of it before I even had my daughter, like, wow, like, the man, you don't even know what this woman over here going through for real. Like, she goddamn it, she doing everything. The baby crying, she got to, you know, feed the baby, then goddamn it, put it to sleep, do her homework, study for tests, go back to work, come home, you know, and do this shit every single day.
Cook, she trying to do everything.
Cook, you feel me? Like, she had me and moms there, you know, so moms was there. Moms was a big help as far as, you know, helping out a lot, but I seen it firsthand, and it just, you know, it prepared me as a father come for the future, because I seen, like, damn, if anything was to happen, and you know, like, you just see the strength of a woman handling that shit by themselves. And some of them don't even complain. Like, some of them don't complain. And then one thing I realized also is when a woman ain't complaining, that makes the man want to step up. Oh, you shit, damn, you ain't calling me and bitching at me about the daycare money. I got 100. You ain't calling to say you needed it. Like, so I just witnessed men, different men, not even just my sister's situation, different men start stepping up when they seen the women wasn't even needing them no more. And so, like, man, the strength of a woman is real.
Man, let's give it up to all the ladies, man, that's out there.
Yes, indeed.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Roy. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Man, you know, like I said, man, we definitely going to do big things. They got my Hustle Up movie tour. It's next at the Neon Theater. What's
December
that?
December the 12th.
You know, and it's crazy. You keep saying December, and I'm like, wait, damn, we had 5-6 premieres, and we just was...
Yeah, man, so many premieres, wow, man. Every premiere be shocking me. I be like, damn, Jason, you ain't done? This the third time the charm. You done? No. Another one?
Yeah.
And they still selling out. Like, what the hell, man? I went to the one last night, man. Nice. It was like, you feel me? Everybody there, everybody like, great. I mean, it was deep, man. I had to get in there and get my seat.
Now, I went to the after party. Let's talk
last
about
night.
That a little
that
bit.
Nice. That
because
was
that was my first.
Shouts out to Brandon Milson, man, down at Napoleon's,
Nate
man. That's 4150 Germantown Pike, man. I'm talking about the best wings in the city.
They got the stuffed potato with the shrimp and the steak in them.
Wow. Well, I didn't eat anything because, you know, I ain't got meat. I'm going to have to check them out. I had me a couple nice drinks. The drinks were blended well. You know what I mean? Because I was trying. It was my first time in there. It was kind of.
Did you holler at the bartender, Miss Billy?
I'm not really sure.
Shouts out to Miss Billy.
Right. I went to the bar to the right. You know, it's two bars.
I was in the back.
You was in the bar. By the DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pop. Man, shouts out to Brandon Milson for having two sides of Napoleon's, man.
Bars.
It's big. It's big.
Yeah. So I was on that side, and everything was pretty much nice. I didn't even know that there was a bar on the other side.
What? Oh,
over here.
That's where the kitchen is at.
Everybody else. That's probably
lounging.
Why they eat anything.
You know, I'm a food guy. I'm always lounging around there by the kitchen, man. Shouts out to Miss Billy, man, for those drinks. My bartender was nice. So I'm pretty sure your bartender was nice, too, because
she definitely
great
was
drinks.
Nice. She definitely was nice. I appreciate the way that the treatment that I got up there. She treated me like she knew who we were.
I mean, she must have seen the movie. Got my Hustle Up movie tour. We had the Neon.
Turned everybody into stars, man. Everybody.
It's big.
Everybody done got turned into stars, man. Shout out Jason, man.
Overnight.
It's big. Hey, listen. And listen, check this out. We definitely going to wind this one down. Trey, where they can find you at again?
Mailman Trey, T-R-A, man, at YouTube. We on Instagram, Facebook, Mailman Trey, my mixtapes. Mailman Trey, man. Shout out Touchdown, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all already know what it is. Everything the same, still this way. Well, kind of. They talking about revamping the locations to find me. But, man, right now you can just catch me at Ronnie Brown on Facebook and Ronnie Brown on Instagram and Ronnie Brown on Snapchat. But until then, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on YouTube at Ronnie Brown. But we trying to get brand.
What's up with you? I know, listen, I know we winding down on time. And listen, check us out. I know what, and y'all might have to check us out on the part two. And I know y'all guys are feeling this podcast. We like an hour and 20 minutes in. But like I said, we got to really wind it down because they're flashing the red light in the studio and everything. But see, look, they're knocking. Hey, listen, like I said, you can also find me at CEO Lucci Hawk on Facebook. You can also check out the Royalty Empire.
www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com.
Check me out on Instagram at Royalty Empire Co.
I've been cutting us commercial off. Break. Hey,